I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the brave and very fast-thinking pilots of Tarco Airlines. If you're wondering about Tarco Airlines, it's a Sudanese airline. And last Wednesday, a flight was scheduled heading for Doha, Qatar. By the way, Doha, capital of Qatar. I learned that today. About 30 minutes into the flight, an unregistered passenger entered the cockpit. Now, the passenger, who clearly was not a fan of flying, started acting aggressively before attacking the crew. After multiple failed attempts to subdue the passenger, the pilot made the decision to just turn the plane around and then fly back to Sudan. Now, the plane did land safely. The passenger was detained. The passenger, by the way, was a cat. And if this sounds ridiculous, as crazy as that might sound, this is not the first time there's been a quote-unquote hijacking from a cat. Back in 2004, a Belgian airliner with 62 people on board forced to return to Brussels after a cat went berserk in the cockpit following an escape from the travel bag. The stressed cat sneaked into the pilot cabin when meals were being served to the crew, and then became, quote, very aggressive and started scratching and biting the pilots, leading them to make an emergency landing. And then that very same year, on a Bangladesh airline, a pilot was reportedly offered first aid after being pounced on by a stray feral cat. But the crew decided to complete that flight regardless. The attacker, as they say, then brazenly managed to evade security and escaped. So yeah, they're not quite sure where this cat came from. It wasn't a passenger's cat. What they think is when it was in the warehouse, or whatever the hell you call it, the hangar, thank you, when it was in the airplane hangar, the cat got in at that time. It was fine, and so the flight took off. It doesn't get the whole pressure thing. Lost its mind, got into the cockpit, attacked the pilots, and basically like, we have to return. We can't do this flight with this crazy-ass cat.
Damn.
I know. Jesus Christ. I'd be so pissed if I'm on that flight. Like, really? So we pour this booze. And we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve and Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dill. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Dill, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Interior decorating.
All right, well, this does not involve the butt, but it does involve the penis. Doctors in Cambodia recently removed something that had entered an elderly man's penis Well, he was swimming. The unnamed patient first knew something was awry after experiencing severe pain while trying to use the bathroom. Well, he wound up at the hospital where a tiny camera was inserted into his penis, which revealed the culprit. Now, the man told doctors that he was swimming in a river earlier that day, leading them to deduce that thing had swum into his urethra and into his bladder. Now, unfortunately, removal was complicated by the fact that the quote-unquote interloper had ballooned in size, hence his pain while urinating. Not only that, but it had already entered parts of the man's organs with its teeth.
Ooh!
So to safely extract the visitor, doctors were forced to use a teeny tiny probe with electric nodes and cutting tools so that they could kill the thing before yanking it back out. All right. Now, the good news is the man was released from the hospital after spending the night, said to be faring okay after the skin-crawling ordeal. That's physically. I'm sure mentally he's like, what the F? The question is, what is it that got into his urethra? Was it a tiny frog, a fish, a snake, or a leech? So frog, fish, snake, or leech, one of those things went into his urethra and set up camp there.
All right, so what I'm thinking is, he was in a river. It has teeth. It was able to engorge itself in size in a few hours. It feels like a leech.
It sounds like a leech, Dill. Hey, Dill, are jerkin pickles, are they dill or are they sweet?
Depends on the night.
Okay.
Gherkins?
Yes. Gherkins, yes. It's always sweet when it's...
Hey, I'm going to join you, Dill. I'm going to go leech. Me and you are going to be Dill brothers.
Hell yeah. Ted, what do you think?
I mean, I think leech makes the most sense, so I'm going to pick something else. What are the other choices? A snake?
Frog or fish?
Ooh. I bet it's going to be... Where was the river?
Somewhere Cambodia. In Cambodia.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird fish with teeth.
Weird fish with teeth, says Ted. Leech. Dill, I'm going to go with you on leech. You going to stick with that final answer?
Let's stick with leech.
Okay, we're going to find out what this guy had in his pee-pee. Was it a frog, a fish, a snake, or a leech next?
That was a tease.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category of interior decorating on profile. This doctor's in Cambodia. Removed something from a man's urethra after he went for a swim. Something got up in there and then started to swell and all that stuff, causing him discomfort and pain. Question is, what technically might have swam up his urethra? Was it a frog, a fish, a snake, or a leech?
That's the very question that we posed to you, the Ted Smith. You said it's Cambodia. They got those fish with those weird teeth.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be true. But unfortunately...
Not this one, huh?
Not this time. And, Dill, you and Miles agree it's the leech because it seems to make the most sense, right?
Latched on, got swollen.
Right, got swollen, has teeth, all that.
Okay, all right. Leech in the peace.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't swim in Cambodia either. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Like the miles is basically cut off most of
the Asia waters of the world
and Australia. All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Bill Maher. Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Or Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, all these guys that teams up professional writers and help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke? And from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Toy company Hasbro has revealed plans for making TV shows and movies based on some of their toys and even board games. Of course, the Monopoly movie would be 8 hours long and ends with a giant fight scene.
Fallon. Ted Smith.
Fallon.
The toy company Hasbro revealed plans for movies and TV shows based on some of their toys and even board games. Of course, Monopoly movie would be 8 hours long and end with the giant fight scene. So that's...
I would have thrown in the word family if I made that.
Yes.
Family
specifically
fight.
Specifically a family fight.
I'm going to kill you. We're cousins. Yeah, well, I'm 10. This is a big deal. Now that Daft Punk are breaking up, they have to prove they were... they have to prove they were ever together. Because all we ever saw was two dudes in helmets. Now, those could be the two dudes that recorded Get Lucky, or it could be Tim Allen and Kenny G. We just don't know.
Bill Maher.
SNL.
It's Bill Maher.
Now that Daft Punk are breaking up, they have to prove that they were ever together. Because all we ever saw was two helmets. This could be the dudes who recorded Get Lucky, or it could be Tim Allen and Kenny G. We just don't know.
That's a weird combination. Tim Allen and Kenny G.
Kenny G, yeah.
Some good news for animal lovers. A cat that went astray 15 years ago has recently been reunited with its owner. And while the owner was overjoyed to get his cat back, the cat just seemed annoyed.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
Cats don't care about you.
No.
Like most of them, you know what I'm saying? They just stay with you as long as you have something to offer.
Peeps is now offering a new marshmallow-scented Easter grass. As in, my dog just ate a bag of marshmallow-scented Easter grass. What time can you take him?
Seth Meyers.
Bill Maher.
Jimmy Fallon.
Get this, everyone. I saw that Peeps is now offering new marshmallow-scented Easter grass. As in, my dog just ate a bag of marshmallow-scented Easter grass. What time can you take him?
That seems like a bad idea if it's not actual edible.
Right.
Because it's designed for children. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's like the crayons or the Tide Pods. Like, don't make it more appealing.
Yeah. And when kids now bitch about Easter eggs and candy and stuff, I want to remind them, when I was a kid, you only had, like, one kind of jelly beans or whatever.
Yeah.
Now you can get the Starkist ones and everything else. Kids got it good.
Yeah, we had nothing like that. There was no variety.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm pissed about that. The FDA has authorized a vaccine from New Jersey-based company Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson will now pair the vaccine with needles from New Jersey's number one syringe supplier, The Beach.
Seth Meyers?
SNL.
The FDA has authorized a vaccine from New Jersey-based company Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson will now pair the vaccine with needles from New Jersey's number one syringe supplier, The Beach.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, again, I've only been to the Jersey Shore like once or twice, but the beaches are actually beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Long Beach Island's great.
Like,
Red Bank's nice.
I was like, holy cow, this is nice.
Ocean City's nice. Cape May.
Let's see. The Golden Globes were last night. Mike, have you recovered yet from our bash?
Slowly but surely. I needed at least half the pot of coffee this morning, Ted.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I did not realize how big of a hit it would be to have my neighbor's corgi there in his little tux.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, the corgi.
Wow.
Makes any house better.
I will say, I've never seen a man cake stand for that long, Ted. Well done, sir.
Yeah, no problem. I've been working on my upper, upper body strength.
Just so we could do that.
Right? Which is the weirdest Golden Globes party ever. Mike comes over, black tie affair, but I'm doing cake stands.
That's why I got the bow tie. That way it doesn't flop down there.
So the Golden Globes were obviously different. People weren't there. It was mostly virtual. I saw Jason Sudeikis call a little heat. People thought he looked a little rough. But the sweatshirt he was wearing was for like his daughter's dance school or something.
And who cares? They're home.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, it's Jason Sudeikis. Like, I don't think he had his professional makeup people there to help him out.
I mean, he's a comedian by nature. Don't expect much, right? I mean, if it were Christ, I don't know. Who's the chick everyone loves in Hollywood? Meryl Streep. She's probably going to look a certain way. Or if she were dressed down, she'd be a hero.
He'd be wearing a black tie if it was an event.
Yeah, if it was an event. Sure, man. Look, well, man, he's on Zoom like everyone else is working on Zoom. Pantsless.
But what a great way to win. You're at home. You're hanging out with your family. You got sweats on. You know what I mean? You don't have to go
anywhere.
Got
a Golden Globe.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. Because you know what? It almost seemed like that Schitt's Creek was going to take everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been for a long time. And Catherine O'Hara did win for best comedic actress in a sitcom or whatever.
Comedian.
But you just kind of assume when that happened that they were going to just go and take the table again.
Sure.
And just run it, you know? And so for him to win, considering Dan Levy and Eugene and all the other guys that were up for that award, he probably didn't even think he had a chance.
Well, it's also kind of funny, because you're right. John Boyega, he admitted he was wearing tracking bra bottoms.
Yeah.
That's a British way of saying he's wearing, like, Adidas.
Yeah. He just wearing sweatpants. He lifted his leg up. Like, man, I didn't think I'd win wearing sweatpants.
Bill Murray had a Hawaiian shirt on, a martini. Jodie Foster and her wife looked like they were having a pajama party.
They should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man.
It's same thing you guys did at your apartment. They're just, you know, up for awards.
Right. I mean, you're right, but I feel like if I'm going to win an award, I want to be at the show.
Well, if you could be there, everyone would dress, right? There's no question. And half of them did anyway. I guess because it's fun, but like you're all dressed up and then you're at home.
Dressed up with nowhere to go.
Now, that said, I bet you those people partied and threw down like nobody's goddamn business.
Yes, even more so because they didn't have to worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I did it for Halloween this past year. Like, I still dressed up in a costume.
Well, to
and
be
everybody
fair,
that was at the party, you had to be in a
it's
costume.
It's a Halloween party. I mean, like, that's the standard, you know.
Yeah, and every time I got up from my couch, people were like, those shorts are tiny, man. And I was like, they are. Every time I get up, you get a little shot of the action.
A little view.
Yeah, yeah. Sweatpants season. A lot of the ladies love it. But it was pretty cool. And then, I was going to say, you still had, like, the past years, you had Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Fey was in New York. Amy Poehler was in L.A. Now, one thing they did that I thought was pretty funny is they went over the difference between TV shows and movies. Right? So they're kind of making some jokes about that. And this is how it sounded.
Now, TV is the one that I watch 5 hours straight, but a movie is the one that I don't turn on because it's 2 hours. I don't want to be in front of my TV for 2 hours. I want to be in front of the TV for 1 hour 5 times. And I think the rule is if their fake teeth look real, that's a movie. And if their real teeth look fake, that's TV. If the British actors are playing British people, it's TV. If they're playing Americans, it's a movie. If you're like, Mario Lopez is surprisingly good in this, that's TV. Yeah. And if it stars Matthew McConaughey as a poetic drifter, it's a car commercial. We watch TV and movies differently. Like in movies, it's called human trafficking, but on TV, it's called 90 Day Fiancé.
Jesus.
People love 90 Day Fiancé. You guys ever watch it? I know, Mike, watched a couple.
I've seen the commercials. I know what it is, but no.
That's always seemed like a weird one to me, the mail order bride. You can just order a lady from Russia or somewhere.
That's been around for so long, but it's crazy to me that people actually do it.
Yeah.
And then are very excited to share that with you. How'd you guys meet? Oh, I ordered online. Like, who said romance is dead? Jesus, man.
You know what? You're right.
I mean, it's no different than me, like, picking my dog.
Yeah.
Looks cute. Disposition seems good enough, something I can work with, and bring it home.
I guess the main difference is, though, well, I was going to say,
there's a couple, Ted.
It's a human.
There's some distinct differences.
I like the idea, too, of your dog just like walking in the kitchen, like, oh, you're still up? Like, wait, shut up, dog. What do you mean? You don't get to give me crap. I brought you into this home.
You really grab another beer?
Right. This dog is snooty, snotty. Let's see. Bachelor update. I like how they always call this guy a former NFL star, Manuel Acho. So he's on Fox Sports 1 now. He does one of the shows where you got to yell at the other dude.
Former NFL star, former NFL player.
So he was an NFL player, right? He played linebacker for the Browns and Eagles from 2012 to 2015.
Player.
I'm with you.
And look, I'm not trying to degrade, but like, there's a difference between being a star. Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, like, these guys are stars. And then there's guys that play NFL football. And it's still very impressive, but if I don't know who you are until you tell me, I feel like he's the kind of guy, like, tell me you played professional football because you have that build, right?
He's the guy
and
he goes, yeah, yeah. Right, exactly.
I played football. You go, man, that is awesome.
You have to, man. There's Russell Wilson. This big. Right. I just don't know
like,
who you are.
That's Russell goddamn Wilson.
Well, and I'm with you. Like, I really like him as a TV analyst.
Sure.
And then he's been doing things online, the uncomfortable conversations with a black man, mm-hmm. this and that. So, I mean, I like
him. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
I like the dude, but I just don't know that I call him an NFL star. He only played for 3 years.
Right. He's more of a star of being The Bachelor. What you said? He's The Bachelor?
No. He's going to host The Bachelor.
Oh, he's hosting the show.
Because Chris Harrison stepped aside due to his handling of a racism scandal involving Rachel.
Okay. So you're going to bring in the guy
who's still in the running to mm-hmm. to win the heart of Matt James, who's the show's first black bachelor, which... I got to be honest with you. It feels weird saying that.
More people are going to know him.
The first black bachelor. Just like, how long's this show? Like, I don't know. Because it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, what the hell are we doing, Bachelor?
Unless you're a Browns or Eagles fan, nobody knows who this guy is. Now everybody will know who watches that show, which is much bigger than being an NFL player.
Well, for him, right. It's a good come up.
Yeah, totally.
Don't get me wrong. Like I say, and he's a good TV analyst.
Well, it depends how long you're around. Again, my kids know Michael Strahan entirely different than I know Michael Strahan.
NFL star Michael Strahan.
He was, in fact, a star.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, and they still, like, they know him. And again, it's one of those things I tell my kid, like, dude, you know he used to play football. It was like, he's too nice. I'm like, not on the field he wasn't. Terry Bradshaw, when I saw him on Masked Singer, they could not believe that dude used to play football.
Not only that, but Michael Strahan's probably dropped, 70? About. Easy playing weight wise.
Well, right,
he's
played,
still a big dude, but he played.
But he played much bigger. Yeah. And you notice that a lot more from like defensive linemen nowadays.
Sure.
Right? Like back in the day, like it seems like they all have a conscious effort to not stay that size. But you look at some of the stuff they were, like some of the calories they consumed.
The amount of food they ate.
Right.
Like no normal person does that, man.
You're gorging yourself.
Right.
Because you're already doing physical activity. So to keep weight on or put weight on, you really have to go up and beyond.
Right, and I think sometimes, too, is people kind of crack a smile and be like, oh, I'd love to have that problem. But for a lot of those dudes, like, they're not that big to kind of start
normally,
with.
No.
So it was like a pain in the butt to eat that much. It wasn't like a fun free-for-all.
No, it's like a role you're playing in a movie, but the role lasts 5 or 6 years.
Right. And a lot
of
times...
You're doing it for work.
And a lot of times, again, there's guys that make great analysts to me that are very good on TV who... Credit where credit's due, did play in the league, but aren't exactly...
Yeah, they weren't stars.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you understand the sport. I understand it much better than I can play it.
Well, sure.
You know, like, no doubt about it.
Look at the coaches. I mean, Jason Garrett, I mean, you can say what you want about his coaching skills. He wasn't the greatest player. When it came to teaching guys how to be a good quarterback, he wasn't the worst offensive coordinator. Might not have been the right head coach for Dallas, but...
There is no right head coach for Dallas.
In New York playing with their...
You can't be the head coach because his name is Jerry Jones.
It just seems like there's a lot of guys out there who just move on to something else. They're still good
at teaching. Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Mm-hmm. Jason Garrett, I don't like the Cowboys, but after what they've been through, like, I don't think that one was on him.
It was not.
Probably not.
It was not on him.
They're going to let him cook.
Don't say that. You do not say that.
Let Jason Garrett cook, damn it.
No. If you're going to watch anything late tonight, stay up for Seth Meyers. He's going to have on the very funny Kenan Thompson.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man drowns in a pond while golfing, trying to retrieve his ball. He also never had a hole in one. In Virginia, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish is now officially done. Speaking of Virginia, the state just legalized the evil weed. Italian mobsters tell ambulances that their sirens can mislead. And if you have 46 pounds of weed in your car, don't do 72 in a 55 zone. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to Florida where a golfer went looking for a lost ball. The man was last seen making his way to the water's edge of a hazard in search of a ball that he had lost, as well as to look for some extras that he could add to his bag. The cart was later found in the same location along with the man's putter, but he was nowhere to be found until divers went into the water and found that he had managed to fall into the water and had drowned. An investigation is underway.
Just not worth it.
Well, somebody's got a new putter.
Right.
I haven't found a ball, but I got a putter.
I'm just wondering if he didn't slip and just hit his head on the bottom or something like that.
Kind of my guess. Something very bad went wrong.
Maybe got tangled in like weeds underneath the water or something like that. Man. You know? Goodness gracious. In other news, it's the age. Yeah. In the age of cancel culture, the latest hit is right in the childhood. The social media mob is now taking aim at children's author Dr. Seuss, claiming that his illustrated books have poor representation of black characters and no representation of female characters of color.
I don't think there's a lot of representation of people.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Mr. Brown can moo.
You know, I mean, there was Cat in the Hat that had two kids. Beyond that, just as I go through my Dr. Seuss repertoire,
mostly
I'm not
animals
sure
and
that anybody is, quote unquote, fairly represented unless you're an imaginary creature.
If I was part of the Egg Commission, though, I'd be like, these green eggs have to go.
Right. Get it out of here.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe I missed something entirely, but.
I mean, I guess the Who's were all white.
Right, and that's my guess is where they're taking aim. So, yeah. Dr. Seuss, vicious. A brand new state has joined the Green Union. A recent vote in the state government of Virginia is the latest state and the first in the South to vote in favor of the legalization of marijuana, making it the 16th state to do so.
There'll be a lot of people driving to Virginia.
That's right.
From everywhere.
Is Virginia really considered the South?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
South of the Mason-Dixon line.
Gotcha. It is, in fact, the South. And when you get there, you'll know.
Even if it wasn't.
There is no doubt about that. But good for them, man. I mean, look, if nothing else, you got to make an S-ton of cash.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, like Northern Virginia right outside of D.C. It's not
That's quite a little
the,
different.
The right. South, but... Yeah, most of Virginia is the South.
Okay.
Yeah, the parts that are not Northern Virginia right outside of D.C.
Even Richmond is the South.
I just saw the headline.
Wasn't that the state capital of the Confederacy for a while?
May have been.
I think Richmond was.
I just saw the headline said the first Southern state. I was like, all right, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, who did it?
Oh, it's not being ridiculous.
In Richmond, they have a Monument Boulevard, and every single statue is a Confederate general, soldier, whatever.
Gotcha. Good stuff.
That's the sound.
Meanwhile, over in Ohio, someone just got busted with the devil's lettuce. Officers stopped the woman for speeding but started asking questions when her car smelled of marijuana. She admitted to having THC vapes in her car, but police searched the car. Probable cause. What they found was two large bags in the back of the car filled with individual bags of the green gold. All in all, the officers busted her with 46 pounds or $55,000 worth of weed.
How many terms you got in that news story?
Man, I got them all, Ted.
What else you called it?
I don't know. I was running out. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, I like the green gold.
The green gold.
The green gold, yeah.
I don't know that one. I like it, though.
I'm just making them up as I go, but I'm not going to lie.
All right.
But again, you're driving around with $55,000 worth of a lot is the thing. That's where my argument was coming in before. Okay, if you got 200 pounds of cocaine,
it's worth a lot more than that.
Right, cocaine is, as I understand it, is a little bit heavier than weed would be. Weed is a flower. It's big. You don't really want to squish it. So,
right,
it's gonna,
so you'd have less volume.
Right.
But a hell of a lot more money.
It's a lot more conspicuous and less money to travel with weed. Now, I guess, you know, if you're in the business of selling and moving drugs, then, I mean, you're going to get what you can get, but...
Well, yeah. And some drugs just have more money involved in them. That's why they're just more expensive.
Exactly. Exactly. Over in Italy, ambulance drivers are having mafia troubles. There have been multiple reports from ambulance drivers that they have been threatened by members of the mafia while they were driving through their territory. One driver retelling her story of two thugs on bikes threatening to shoot her if she didn't turn her siren off. Apparently, the mafia is getting frustrated that the ambulance sirens sound too much like police sirens, and it's, quote, interfering with business.
It is really frustrating that when everything you do is illegal.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at the power move. So you're afraid of the cops, but you're going to threaten them, causing them to call the cops because they sound too much like the cops.
Which tells me that you're not that afraid of the cops, in which case, don't worry about it.
Right.
Well, that's real mafia stuff.
That is real. That's legit mafia. Well, this is Italy.
Turn off your siren. I don't care if you're in a hurry, let them die.
Oh. You're scaring me.
After I'm the one that shot them, it is better for me and everyone involved if you let them pass.
While Italy deals with the mafia, Canada deals with butter scams. Apparently, the ingredients inside their butter has been altered, keeping the spread hard, even if it's left out on the counter and not refrigerated, leaving the population frustrated.
I've warmed this up to spread it on my toast without shredding my bread.
That is the worst, though. When you're in the morning, you're not awake yet, you still haven't had your coffee, and you're trying to get the butter onto your bread, and stink, stink.
That is quite frustrating.
It's awful.
It is.
Yeah.
Get to hear that smack of the knife. I mean, we talked about horrible sounds earlier today. That's probably one of them.
Just put your runny eggs all on top of the toast. It'll be good.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, just put it on the bottom.
It's a good call, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that, Ted?
I do not. I mean, I enjoy eggs benedict, but I don't put runny eggs in my toast.
I put them inside the toast. I cut a little hole in the toast and then cracked the egg.
Right,
yeah.
That's good.
Same thing. What do you call it?
I call it eggs in a basket.
Okay, I've heard frog in a hole.
Toad in something?
Toad in the hole, I want to say. There's like 18 different names for the same thing.
Yeah. Eggs in a hole.
And that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir. We'll see you next time as Ryan Castle joins us. And once again, we will sit and spin and drink a toast with a shot of the day. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.